I don't know what else to say, but that was amazing, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate everyone's support. You know, obviously it was tough, and like I said, that's again, I didn't know, you know, what I was going to be able to do it. You know, I'm not really an overly emotional guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that was tough for me, and you know, I didn't want to go out there, and you know, not that I couldn't possibly channel, you know, the stress and, you know, the frustration and, you know, just the overall sadness, you know, in the back of my mind that I didn't sleep, you know, I was working all the hours, sleep, I didn't eat, you know, all day. So, you know, I didn't want to go out there and be, you know, more destructive towards the team than, you know, helping the team out. But, you know, thanks to my teammates, coaches, you know, family, friends, and just really everyone in the whole city. You know, I saw my Twitter account. I saw all the support from around the NFL and even in the entertainment community. You know, I'm just thankful for my family. We all appreciate it.
Well, Torrey, I don't want to be the guy to ask you, you know, did the team do anything special for you? I don't even want to know, because that's between you and your team on a day like that. But I do want to say this, that every single person that was interviewed, whether it was Joe or Ray or anyone, I mean, the game, they played that game, you know, they're pros, and of course, they got to play it. But you could tell they were all playing it for you, and that has to be a really amazing feeling to have that kind of support on that kind of stage.
And definitely, man. I love my teammates to death. You know, I knew what type of organization this was before I got drafted, and this is why I said before I got drafted, this is where I wanted to play. You know, and it was just a blessing to be here and to be around those men every day, and just the love and support they all had for everyone, not just myself, but, you know, everyone in general. You know, it's something special to be a part of, and, you know, thanks to them, they made it a lot easier to make it through yesterday, and, you know, they'll help me get over, you know, this hump. You know, it's life, it happens, and, you know, I just got to stay strong, and, you know, thanks to my teammates and all the support, you know, it'll be a lot easier.
Torrey, are you back in Virginia?
I'm actually, I stayed up here last night because, you know, the game ended so late, and I need to sleep. So I'm going to the city for a little bit. Maybe the coach has been on head back down 95.
Well, listen, man, you know, it's not very often that someone gets to experience tragedy and utter joy in the same day, and I know that at the moment may not even seem possible for you to put into perspective, but from a sheer spectator standpoint, I can tell you that last night was awe-inspiring. I mean, if some reason we would have lost that game, I still would have thought it was the greatest showing of conquering adversity that I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. But it was truly amazing, Torrey. And I think last night, not only what you were able to do for your team, but what you did for your family to give them something to smile about on probably the saddest day of any of your lives. I mean, it's amazing, my friend. And I stand in awe of what you did, and as this whole city does. And truthfully, last night, you can tell the nation did. I mean, you know, the guys at NBC could not stop singing the praises, and everybody they talked to halftime, I'd say, I don't know how this, you know, they kept calling you kid because they're old men, but they're saying, you know, I don't know how this kid is doing this, and he's playing at a spectacular level. And what you were able to do for your family last night, Torrey, please take a moment and at least try to put that in perspective and let that be a little bit of strength to help you get through this, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate all y'all support up there in 90 Rock as well. And,
yeah.
You know, looking forward to next Monday.
All right, buddy. And we'll see you. And please take all the time you need and give your love and